this simple principle that is at once the alchemist term transformation, the fire within. To release the fire within is to release the will of the mind that holds any one thing of matter together. It's released, and then the thing morphs to the new paradigm. Indeed, it changes to the new dream, as it were. Yeah. And we would say that this is an outrageous story until you meet a butterfly. And how come you didn't know that before? How come you didn't know about metamorphosis? How come that the spiritual word of inner transformation eluded you as simply words, not fortified in a ruddy knowledge of natural understanding? Indeed, how could you have not put it together so clearly? And to inner transformation, does it mean outer? It means inner. So we find that the story of the alchemists is completely true. It is the story of modern chemistry. It is the story of inner transformation on a molecular and nuclear level. But what are you but molecular, nuclear, and mind? And who also dreams of better days. That your greatest redemption in moments is to escape from your suffering, to have a dream of a better moment, another chance, a second chance, that you will do better what you have not done before. That is called the redemption transformation. And we could simply take a look at nature and see that the caterpillar has been redeemed to the dream of the butterfly. And if God considers you its most beautiful work, and of course it is, that it resides within you as the ultimate untapped creator, that the mind of God in you are inextricably linked, because there no one can say that God created you and God is out here and you're down here. Because if God is all, then what did God create you out of? Except that it's all. It created you from its all. In other words, you are the consciousness and energy of an intentional thought. And gifted to you are the realms in which you walk and fly. But most important, to where you think and dream and create. And if God has created you and emboldened you to be a thinking being, I think, therefore I am. I am because I think. Why would God not have given you or imbued within you the extraordinary possibility of transformation? Is not change that gives one redemption, is it not the release of the inner fire to which mind takes flight to finally be free of its caterpillar past? And in the desire to no longer dream the past, but to dream the future, is when the fire comes to release the mind. And only then, are we truly the nickel in the crucible. that has turned to a new liquid. And only then are we the beautiful creature emerging from its transparent bed. Only then, because caterpillar is the past of a butterfly. But the butterfly, not one moment of all of its life here on out, will ever be a caterpillar again. And the new metal, because it gave up its fire, the holding of its former self, will never go back. It will never take back its impurities to be what it once was. It can never do that. It's already changed. So the principles of the great work are about learning what the crucible is, understanding that there is the body, there is the crucible of the image that you hold of your body that goes into the crucible. It is about understanding how one dreams, indeed, how one thinks, how one is not just here, but everywhere. Our butterfly is not going to become a caterpillar and mean mid-flight. It's not going to say, I wish I was that caterpillar again. Flying is really easy. I have never known the confessions of a butterfly that ever said that. Have you? I want you to turn to your partner and share with him the crucible of both the butterfly and metal, and what is inner transformation, and what does it mean to you? You may begin.